Friday. It is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. We'll keep you up to date with the issue in East Belfast, but we've many other things to cover as well. And one of them that comes up from time to time on this programme is internet safety, and also the issue of the threat from the internet towards victims who maybe are being bullied, or indeed who have a false account set up in their name. And then there are a variety of pictures and comments uploaded to that account that makes it look like as if the victim actually owns the account and that they're saying A, B and C. The suffering that people go through when they're being abused by others and being abused by people who would have a greater understanding maybe of the workings of the internet than the actual victim. I want to speak to Wayne Denner, who's a lecturer in the field. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Wayne, the laws, they are changing. Are they changing rapidly enough?
Yeah, this is a piece of legislation that they're hoping to pass in the UK, Frank. Not in Northern Ireland as yet. And it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. I know there is research being looked into the whole aspect of revenge porn in Northern Ireland and changing the legislation around that. But, I mean, in terms of what you've mentioned at the top of the piece here, Facebook estimated in 2012 that it had tens of millions of fake accounts, and obviously those fake accounts being used to bully and harass people online.
What sort of suffering does the victim go through?
Well, it can be very, very distressing for the victim, actually, because many of the victims involved in this don't actually know the perpetrators. They don't actually know who's carrying it out. It can be very difficult for them. Maybe they don't have the understanding of how the social media platforms work, maybe how to report some of the content, maybe how to get those distressing pictures removed from social media or the internet. So it's online abuse is a cowardly and deeply distressing thing for victims to have to deal with. And there has been cases in the past where, you know, people have, you know, it's ruined people's lives.
It is too easy to set up a false account, isn't it? There are two false accounts that I'm aware of that relate to me, and both of them, thankfully, turn out to be very funny. Yes, they're funny at my expense, but I've never actually been offended by anything that whoever the trolls are that are operating them have posted, thankfully. But if you had a false account aimed at you that was bitter and twisted, it must be soul-destroying. So, for example, how are those guys able to set up two accounts and make it look like as if I'm marshalling the accounts or handling the accounts?
So you're into the area there of impersonation on social media, and what you're referring to is, I assume, is a parody account. And that's where people have set up accounts, and obviously they're putting up funny statements or funny tweets or funny posts in order to get a bit of a following on social media. Social media platforms, in their defence, do take impersonation very, very seriously. They're regularly looking at it, and if any accounts are reported or flagged up to Twitter, for example, or Facebook, they do remove these accounts and they do suspend these accounts, especially if they're causing issue around harassment and bullying. Now, the thing about parody accounts, Twitter actually does allow parody accounts, whereas Facebook doesn't. So, you know, I would say to people, if anybody's listening to your show this morning who has experienced an issue where a fake account has been set up, that they do flag that up to the social media platform. They report it, but they also start to gather some evidence in the form of screenshotting the tweets or the Facebook posts, so that they have some evidence when they go back to the social media platform, or if they need to go to the PSNI and build a case further around that.
If you feel you need to talk to the police, will it be taken seriously?
It certainly has been taken very, very seriously. Now, this is on the rise. The PSNI and other law enforcement agencies around the world are dealing with this on a regular basis. So they're seeing social media platforms. They're seeing the internet being used in cyber-related crimes and online bullying and harassment cases. So they're well-versed to deal with this, to manage the situation, and also help that victim get the correct support that they need. So I would encourage anybody to reach out. You're not alone. There is help available.
At the very beginning of the conversation, you made reference to the revenge pornography, which is being addressed here in Northern Ireland. How common is that here?
Well, it's on the increase. You know, imposters have set up false accounts in the past as a way to, you know, take revenge on former partners. And this is a practice actually known as catfishing. So the laws are changing. It's great to see it changing. I think, you know, people should be able to use social media without risk of being bullied, of pictures popping up online or stuff being making its way online. And I think I'm pleased to see laws changing. I think obviously we need to be careful in how we legislate. We don't want to be infringing on freedom of speech and all that sort of stuff. But people should have the ability to go online and be safe and not be abused, not be bullied, and not fear that their pictures are going to end up online.
Yeah, and there are two strands to it. There's one, the sexting and the underage and all of that. And, you know, we have to try and convince our children never to be involved in that. And then there's the adult to adult, where people should have the freedom to express their interest in each other as they please. But you can't help thinking that anyone who takes a naked picture of themselves or a group of people or whoever and sends it then to another person is lacking something in the upstairs department, because surely eventually they're going to be caught out doing that.
I think you need to be very careful when you use the internet and social media. I think you have to be very aware of your digital footprint, and you have to be aware when you're using platforms, these apps that inform you that pictures are gone after 10 seconds or whatever. There's always a digital trace in some shape or form online. So we have to empower individuals who are using the internet and social media to use it responsibly and use it positively and not be putting themselves at risk. Cyber criminals operate online. There are people who use it to scam people. These people exist online just as they do in the offline world. And it's important that you think before you post anything online, you remember before you share it and you comment and you like on things, because that can all put you at risk and that can impact your reputation, but not only your reputation, the reputation of your employer or who you work for.
Yeah, I can't help thinking, you know, if you're going to share a picture, a very personal picture with someone you love, and you have the actual picture, you know, and maybe you've taken it with a digital camera where it's not being shared, and you're holding it in your hand and you're showing it to the individual face to face, you know, maybe that's what some people do. But I can't imagine for a moment someone going downstairs to their front window and putting it in the front window so as their lover would see it on the way past. And it could practically be as bad as that if you take that risk.
That's exactly it. If you wouldn't do it in the offline world, don't do it in the online world, because it's public. You know, it's a public space, and, you know, information has its way of making its way online. And once it goes online, it stays online. It's very difficult to get information removed once the search engines start to pick it up. And, you know, you're into a whole big realm of online reputation management there. So the best thing you can do and the best thing you can do to protect yourself is don't post it and don't share it online in the first place.
Okay. They'll find out more at waynedenner.com. Is that right?
That's it, Frank.
Thanks, Wayne. Thank you. Right, good morning. That's Wayne, who does seriously good lectures around schools and businesses and organisations about online, your profile, your safety and all of that. Right, 90-333-105, 077-66-105-105. Most of you, needless to say, remarking on the attack in East Belfast on a prison officer this morning. It is believed to be a prison officer who was attacked. Two people have been taken to hospital. They've been treated for their injuries, and a vehicle exploded in the east of the city this morning.
Basically, this morning we heard a large bang approximately 7 o'clock, and from where I am at the minute I can see police and cordon and lots of policemen and cars and things we got there. So yeah, that's about it at the minute. They're diverting traffic away from it. I live 10 doors away from where it's actually happened, down a street, and my windows actually vibrated this morning when it went off. So the police are just diverting people away at the minute.
And it's causing, I would imagine, worry and concern in your area.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually getting my children to school at the minute. I don't know whether or not I'm going to be able to even get them to school this morning.
And can you get out of your side street onto the main road?
No. I have to go via Craigie Road.
So there's a lot of disruption, understandable, of course, as the police continue to investigate this. And when you woke up this morning to the sound of the explosion, what did you think it was?
I didn't honestly know. So I didn't. The police are still turning people away from the top of the street onto the where it goes onto the Woodstock Road.
And there is considerable disruption in the area. That was one of our eyewitness reports from a little earlier in the programme. 90 333 105 077 66 105 105. Frank, as a Republican, I have to condemn this attack. If anyone uses violence to enforce their goals, then their ideas are worthless. No one wants to return to the black days of the past. These people do not represent republicanism. They are thugs with guns. With that said, the treatment of prisoners inside McGabbery Jail with the inhumane strip searching will be without doubt the root cause of why this attack was carried out in the first place, says Liam, who's in Newton Abbey. And this texter says, so the family of the prison officer who was killed on the M1 a number of years ago doesn't wish to have to revisit his death or hear his name mentioned in the media, which is understandable. And what does Mike Nesbitt do? He mentions them, the complete opposite. He obviously doesn't do irony when it comes to scoring points over the political opposition. It says DM, because I want to say the man is a buffoon. Actually, it's not for me to judge our politicians, but I thought he chose his words very carefully when he made reference to those who would be traumatised by this morning's attack. And there's quite a few just saying that your thoughts and prayers are very much with the people who were caught up in that this morning. Two people were injured. The attack seems to have been directed at a prison officer. Frank, I've done time as an ordinary, decent criminal, and I've met most prison officers, and it's a disgrace, it is. They are out there and they're putting their lives at risk. The people who attack these prison officers are disgraceful cards. And there's one that says, Frank, I think we all know what's going on in McGabbery Prison this week. We need to wake up, indeed, to what's happening in the prison. So those are some of the points that are being made here on the programme as we speak. 90 333 105 077 66 105 105. There's quite a bit coming through there about revenge pornography as well. And you do, some of you are actually aware of people who've had a really difficult time because they entered into an affair with someone, they shared pictures which would be embarrassing away from, I suppose, the situation of interacting one-to-one, and now they're in the public domain. And there's an example of a person saying, I have to agree with your expert. People should not be doing this. They should not be putting themselves at risk. There's another one that says, I'd love to hear about this app called Yik Yak, a totally anonymous site where people can cyberbully. Well, that's the sort of, that is the sort of site indeed, and the sort of platform that this new law may, in the near future, actually, it may address, and it may eradicate, because it's just one of many sites where indeed people are being bullied online. It's an example of the type of site where people are being bullied online.